Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Max Kaiser joins us from Athens, Greece. The parliament is under siege by the population. George Nulis, former member of parliament, a prominent lawyer, met with Kaiser and hundreds of other top lawyers moving forward with lawsuits against Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. Papandreou, first he said he would resign this morning. Now he's saying reshuffle the cabinet. Obviously, he's been trying to hold on to power. Where do you go from here? I mean, he obviously, it's public that they made these inside deals. Why doesn't the courts just go ahead and indict him? Why isn't he thrown into chains right now, Mr. Nulis?
I think the people start to understand, because the game is very, very, very difficult to understand what happens. Well, I am a specialized lawyer, and also I am an internationalist. I was, my job, it was in Brussels, in the European Council, and after I was now for 10 years, and I am a specialized lawyer for economic affairs. So,
you specialize in this area?
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Okay, so expanding on that then, where is it going?
It's not familiarized for the people, for the common people, this story. I want to say something very important. You know, we pay for sign the deal with the IMF and cost this deal €1.3 billion only to write the deal. It's impossible, unbelievable, but it costs so many, many, many euros. And this euro is equal to 10-year cuts of the salary of the people.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Alex, if I can jump in.
Yes, go ahead, Max.
This is the methodology that the banks use, and this is how they pay themselves. Mr. Nulis is saying is they paid themselves over a $1 billion fee to create the memorandum with the IMF. The memorandum gives the IMF control over the Greek assets above and beyond the Constitution. It's completely outside of the Constitution, so the government violated the Constitution. So the IMF, using the fake debt that they created, that they gave the banks in this country, are now saying through this IMF that they charge $1.2 billion fee to just sign the contract that gives them rights above and beyond the Constitution. Now, you asked earlier why there's not, you know, chains, handcuffs being put on these men right now, and there's something going on here. These politicians is extremely what you would describe as a crony capitalism situation. There's extremely cozy relationships. So it's very important that the people doing what they're doing on the street, the politicians need to make the calculation that the will of the people is so great that their political career would benefit by fulfilling the law and by putting these people in jail. And that's why these demonstrations are so important. That's why the people on the street doing what they're doing is so important. They're pushing the politicians to obey the law and to go forward. And this is what Mr. Nulis is on the front line on the legal side, and he's working part and parcel with the people on the street. Now, we've got Dr. Tobras has just arrived, Alex. I don't know how much time you have left there.
If Dr. Tobras has arrived, we'll come back. You know, these are short segments at the end of the start of the hour. We'll come back and have you introduce him. And I've got a few final questions because this affects all of us here in the United States. But you'll need to get Dr. Tobras a little bit closer to the mic because with George Nulis, he was a little bit, his audio wasn't being picked up sometimes. We may have to reconnect with Skype, but we're going to go to break, come back, finish up with our guests, and then I've got all the other news. There is so much of it. Insider leaks reveal full Bilderberg agenda on war, on alternative media, Kurt Nemo. Washington Post reports on Bohemian Grove. We've got a bunch of other really important news dealing with the ATF. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
Have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you back live to the front lines globally of the fight against the mega central banks, the eight banking families. It's on record, mainstream news in the U.S., that Goldman Sachs predominantly, but also J.P. Morgan and others, went in 3 years ago and basically put their people into the government, the finance minister, the prime minister, George Papandreou, and that they engineered the implosion of the economy, tying it into the derivative debts, most of which is not owed by the population. And Iceland said no, and they finally got the documents and learned that over 90% was not owed by the government, but was owed by the very central banks claiming that they owed them the money. They create fraudulent systems and then tie the national pension funds to it. That's an oversimplification, but that's part of the scam. Now, you're saying, why do you care about this? Because the euro will go under if they're unable to secure and gobble up Greece. Remember, Ireland just 2 years ago was the wealthiest and fastest-growing per capita, fastest-growing, not wealthiest, Switzerland's that, country in Europe. They're brought into the EU, the receivership contract. Suddenly they're bankrupted. They're told that they've got to raise their taxes, cut their benefits. Then it was confirmed in BBC that most of the money's not owed by them. It's private banks taking over through economic conquest and economic terrorism. Max Kaiser joins us from Athens, above the parliament, six stories up. You can hear the crowds chanting from time to time, even through the sliding glass doors. It's that powerful. Street battles, attacks, provocateur police that Max has confirmed. They caught him a few years ago in Greece. attacking peaceful people and blaming it on the demonstrators and attacking middle-class neighborhoods. So they are in the middle of bedlam. We're talking to a former member of parliament there, George Nulis. Now the gentleman has gotten there, Dr. Tobras, who is an economist, and he's there with Max Keiser. Max, this is historical, what's happening. The New World Order falls if they can't gobble up Greece. Is that an overstatement or is that accurate?
No, I think that's accurate, Alec. That Greece is really ground zero. They are the pin that needs to stay up. We don't want Greece to go down. Dr. Tobras, journalist, economist, he's working with Mr. Nulis, getting the word out to the public. And so I want to bring Dr. Tobras to this, and he can talk about what they discovered in terms of the role that Goldman Sachs and others have played in the treason, in the financial scandal. So let me turn it over to Dr.
Tobras. Good. Make sure he speaks up like you're doing. Go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, sir. Thank you for having us. So break down the lawsuit being filed and the evidence you have.
Yes. This lawsuit started on April 2010. We started out together with the lawyer, Greek lawyer, Mr. Nulis, with whom we are partners in this case. And we started that because we discovered that the debt of the Greek government today, on its 70%, it is an accumulation of years of interests, because we paid up this capital for so many times, and for the next of our lives, we have to pay capitalizations of interest and nothing more. This debt, what this government has, it was accumulated by the years, by swaps on swaps and against swaps. This is a debt of swaps and nothing else.
So it's derivative-based. It's derivative-based.
It is also derivative-based, but in any case, the debt of the Greek government, as the major parts of the debts here in the southern Europe, let's say in the peaks, okay, it is a scam, all the debt itself, because it was used for years for the governments to help the issuers of this debt to issue money, you understand, because debt today, it is a necessary instrument for the central banks to issue money. You know very well that because in the recent years, after the 50s, let's say, the gold system is not existing anymore. That means there is not any gold collateral on the money issue. The governments, they discover the government debt in order to the central banks to issue the money. This is a scam. This is a very big scam that all the countries are involved. And what happened here in Greece with the crisis after 2010 when the problem started, it is exactly the same game what happened in the United States with the case of Lehman Brothers and AIG, the same thing. CDS on CDOs. Here we have CDS on government bonds. The game is the same. The people who make the game are the same. The fraud is the same. The scam is the same. So all of us, we have to revolt because we don't have to pay this debt.
Let me cut in here, Alex, for a second, just a couple of points. Number one, the comparison to Lehman Brothers and AIG is a good comparison. In other words, the counterparty risk, as they describe it, the billions and billions of debts that are owned.
The company sold the fraud to the government, so it's their fraud. We don't owe it because they induced us into fraud. They go to prison. The debts are written off. But if they induce us to pay off the fraud, they become our owners through fraud.
It's a daisy chain of fraud, and if one goes down, in this case Greece, you have another financial collapse like you had in 2008. Now, to get back to what Dr. Tobras was saying originally in terms of the debt and the layering of the debt, in other words, what they have discovered through their discovery process is that the same multi-billion dollar tranche of debt with interest attached to it was resold over and over and over again, the same piece of debt. So they're saying that you sold us debt originally. Now we've discovered that you've sold us the same debt 10, 15, 20, 30 times, and you're charging us 30 times the interest on the same piece of debt.
You're shelling us our own supposed debt back over and over again, and that's how you get bizarrisms like Bank of America foreclosing on a $1 million house they never owned or had a deed to, and it was paid for in cash. It's just pure criminal evil.
Yeah, so Greece then becomes, as I mentioned at the top of the show, the European banks own the Greek debt. that is going to go down. However, the European banks bought insurance on their debt in the form of credit default swaps that were sold to them by American banks. So if they're what their American banks are trying to do is to bleed Greece to death without an outright default, because it's a game that they're playing, a very high-stakes global risk game. If Greece outright defaults, then American banks are going to go under in a huge way because they own the insurance on the debt. So they're trying to bleed Greece to death without it going into outright default.
And Max, a lot of unsophisticated Americans or others may say, well, good, let's bleed them. That'll help us. No, the banksters will then continue the next phase against us. This is going to be painful either way. It's time to default on it all, bring the bankers down, arrest them, remonetize the system, as Ron Paul has said, through proper congressionally controlled money. It's time for the Federal Reserve, global Soros crime syndicate, to go down. You know, they're holding us hostage, saying too big to fail. It's going to hurt, but it's going to hurt worse if we let this monster pull us down with it.
That's right. And as we described it earlier, right next door to this hotel is another hotel where Steve Forbes and the International Chamber of Commerce are licking their chops 50 feet from the rock-throwing protesters discussing how to carve up the assets of Greece. You saw this as well, Dr. Tabras.
Yes, yes. They did a meeting here in the first month of 2010 of January. They called here all the international sharks of the market. You know them. All of them, they were here. Portion funds, Soros, all of them. And they organized first how to collapse the Greek market, how to manipulate this market, and then following the same formula of what they did in Greece, they start making the same game all around Europe. They did the same on Portugal, on Ireland, and they will follow that even in Spain and in Italy. Don't worry, they will do it.
Remember, Alex, in Iceland, 6 months before it collapsed, I made a film about the collapse of Iceland, and I met with the Lehman brokers and other Wall Street brokers discussing the collapse of the country and the currency and how they were going to profit from it. And that's what they do. They collapse countries now to profit from the collapse using these derivatives and short sales and naked short sales. And as they get bigger and as you go through the chain of events, you go take down a Greece, then an Ireland, then you go after a Spain, which is a lot bigger.
A big juicy.
And then you become a monster, and then you can attack Great Britain. You can actually go after America, and that's the end game.
Absolutely, and they've stated all of this, and they need to be clapped in irons immediately. These are economic terrorists. But here's the good news, and I want to get Dr. Tobras's take and your take on this in closing. We've got 3 minutes left, Max. This has been very historical, the reportage here today, and I want to thank you for giving us these exclusives here at Infowars.com, the syndicated broadcast. It looks like they're failing in Greece. What does it mean that the prime minister is set to step down? Where do we go from here?
Oh, the prime minister will say, prime minister, don't worry, nothing will change here, because unfortunately, it's not the Greek people that decides, it's not the Greek parliament that decides, they're just following orders coming from abroad. They're just following orders coming from international banks and speculators. This is a game, and today, believe me, what happened in the Greek parliament today and yesterday was a shame against democracy, because yesterday, deputies, they couldn't enter in the parliament because people were outside and they were really angry, believe me. And they make something just to make to the people to think that something different could happen today. But today, Prime Minister was again in the parliament. He spoke against to his deputies, to his parliamentary team, and he said simply that nothing will change. We have to pay all these derivatives debts, we have to continue to pay for all our lives, and nothing will change. That is the game, unfortunately.
But from what I get in the news, the European markets are crashing, and a lot of experts are thinking that Greece is going to default openly. I mean, isn't that what we're looking for here, Max?
Well, a lot of the volatility is induced to create trading opportunities.
Sure.
Who are people, and we saw this in the Citibank story you can look up from a couple of weeks ago, they spread a false rumor to create volatility, to profit from the volatility. There's a lot of false rumors going on in the markets to create wild
swings. No, I understand, wild swings, but overall, Greece is standing up.
There nobody has got the illusions, fake illusions here, Alex. This is a street fight. This is a brawl. And the people are bare-knuckling it. And there's blood in the streets here, I can tell you firsthand. And they're not going to go away, but it's not going to be an easy fight, Alex.
All right, the fight is on. Thank you, Max Kaiser. Thank you, Dr. Tom Ross.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, why 2011 could be the single most important year in American history to plant a family garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Weiner is giving his resignation speech right now, but to Congressman Weiner is only a errand boy sent by a grocer to collect a bill, as Colonel Kurtz would say, by the crony capitalist non-free market George Soros class that pushes socialism through government to collectivize our wealth and then transfer it to themselves. And you see great examples of this with the big mega central banks. But I've seen one of the clearest examples in a long time with Formula One. You know about Jerry Jones, up in Arlington, Dallas area, getting over $1 billion for Cowboy stadiums. You've seen it in countless other cases where they claim a stadium's going to be $500 million and ends up being $1 billion or more, and it's taxpayer money. And they sell it that, well, we'll sell this debt, we'll sell these bonds, and then you'll get all this business. Well, here's the deal. Doing research on the owner and really the creator of modern Formula One, he's made almost all of his money in Europe by dozens of tracks being built by government money. And now he's got track projects going on, two of them, here in the United States. And here's Bloomberg Business Week. It goes on to say the state of Texas is planning to fund, but they've got to get Austin, where I live, in the county, to pony up the largest portion of it, $250 million of taxpayer money and tax breaks. So you don't have to pay taxes, and you get our money to build this giant Formula One complex. Now, this individual, his daughter, Petra Ecclestone, 22, he just gave her $4 billion. He's worth $23 billion and growing. And now he's moving the Formula One franchise more and more to the United States, expanding it. And he wants $250 million, and of course it always goes over, to build this giant modern Formula One facility out in East Austin. All the local real estate moguls are getting special deals on it. The politicians are getting front row seats and cozying up. Most of them sell out for nothing. And here she is, fat off of European taxpayer money, now becoming fat off American taxpayer money, getting the biggest mansion, 57,000 square feet, in Los Angeles, 57,000 square feet. That's just the main house. There's some other buildings. Biggest mansion in the United States, $150 million, Aaron Spelling. In other words, you got another $100 million mansion. And most of their profits, you see, are from the facilities being given to them free. Now, this is why no one can compete with the globalists. They control the issuance of currency and credit. But as if that's not enough, they get taxpayers to pay for their sports stadiums, their Formula One tracks, their NASCAR tracks. And I hear idiots calling to talk radio and go, good, it'll be good for our economy. It'll be good for our economy. Oh, social health care is going to be good. Oh, yeah. The insurance companies write the health care to make 35 million Americans buy it, to control what doctors can give you care-wise, to lower the cost. They have Obama's surrogates come out and say you're a racist if you don't want government-run health care, crony capitalist health care. It's not even socialist. Socialism doesn't exist. It's always a scam. It's always so they can domesticate you and control you and skim most of it off of themselves. And then thousands of companies, the first one, of course, McDonald's, all their employees don't get it, but the hamburger place next door has to. This is mafia government, selective enforcement, General Electric, running the carbon tax laws, running the White House Economic Council. They are exempt from the carbon taxes, exempt from the new rules. The head of energy, Department of Energy, announces massive shutdowns of coal plants, 52% of our energy in the U.S., but not GE. They can build all they want. They don't have to upgrade. This is the nature of it, and I've got to pay my money so that this woman can live in $150 million mansions. I've got to see cops told that the economy's imploding and they've got to write more tickets, so they're everywhere. All these new taxes, and the cops think write more tickets to pay for their salary. Meanwhile, more and more of the money goes offshore, goes into these bond deals the cities and counties have done. And we're going to go just like third world nations. We're going to be just like Argentina, just like Venezuela, just like Nigeria. It's over. When corruption comes in and when special groups come in and buy your politicians off and can openly exempt themselves from the laws they pass, Big Agra, trying to pass laws to openly shut down local farms and ranches where they can't even operate. There's so many regulations. They are exempt. This is so transparent, so brazen, so criminal, it makes me want to throw up, that I have to sit there and look at some 22-year-old heiress, fat on taxpayer money and people going bankrupt and losing their houses in Europe and the United States and bedlam breaking loose and old people eating dog food, literally, so George Soros and people like her can live in $150 million houses and take over Greek islands. It's sick. These people are parasites. They're out in the open. It's disgusting. And all over the country and all over the world, they are raping us 7 ways to Sunday, and I've had enough of it. It doesn't get any more out in the open, naked, brazen than this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any 3 of their qualified packs and you'll receive the 4th absolutely free. Let's say you order 3 of their 1-week responder kits. You'll get the 4th week free. That's a $75 savings on a 1-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of 1 greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat 3 hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy 3 and get 1 free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Look, it's very simple in the final equation. Powerful groups have always gotten together, taken over governments, whatever the system is, and started consolidating all businesses, all industry, all land under them through fraud. It's called tyranny. And it's a disease that every republic, every nation, every empire gets, and we got it really bad. Now, this is simple common sense in mathematics. If special interests can make you build the sports stadium and make you build the Formula One and make you pay trillions of dollars in, quote, bailouts to them that they designed, holding economies hostage, what comes next? Every step they take, they get wilder, they get crazier, they get more out in the open, and a lot of people get more disheveled, more people get more downtrodden, they get more lackadaisical, they get more and more that they just give up. And then what happens is societies totally collapse, production drops down to nothing, and the banking parasites move on to the next country they haven't fully dominated yet, just because it's still got a lifeblood. So it's very, very simple. The globalists are setting up a tyranny to continue the mining operation, and they are shearing the sheep now down the bone. Look at America now as a giant farm, and they're targeting the middle class. That's why every time I turn TV on, CNN, ABC News this week with Christina Amanpour, any of them. It's Warren Buffett. It's Ted Turner. It's Bill Gates. What great heroes they are. How they care so much about everybody. How they love us. How they want to raise taxes on everybody, on the quote rich. That means somebody making $500,000 a year, $100,000 a year. And how they don't pay enough taxes. Meanwhile, they have the laws written to where they pay 0 to 2.4, 2.8. Google, Microsoft, all of them. Now, they are getting most of their contracts from government, most of it from major combines. They're creating monopolies. So you have the richest people in the world constantly promoting higher taxes, which they have written the laws to be exempt from. It's elementary. And you go to EDS and Ross Perot, he got financed by government contracts. You look at Microsoft, all these people, Oracle, it's always government seed money. And that's how they control the system. And so you sit there and you watch people exempt from the taxes, telling us that we need to have our taxes raised for constant, you know, hotel projects and golf courses and developments, Formula One, NASCAR, billion-dollar sports stadiums, as they make obscene profits, not from free market. They're squeezing the blood out of us, and I've had enough of it. And it's time for the stupid moron liberals to shatter their paradigm and realize, just like in Soviet Russia, any big pot of money is going to be robbed by the insiders. The only way you stop that is true libertarian free market. But you got the fake libertarians, like the founder of PayPal, who's all into transhumanism and world government openly. We've been doing research on him. And the head of Microsoft and all of them, they're openly trying to censor the web and consolidate it for a monopoly for them. They're not free market. And you've got them saying anything corporate is okay. These corporations act as governments. They grow fat off of our money. And so you've got to learn that there's a counterfeit of true libertarian ideas. You need local autonomy and control. You need to be self-sufficient. And big, mega, big things are always bad because they always become and operate like governments. The Rockefellers, going back 100 years ago, would send their Pinkerton security and people just out to mow down whole groups of people that own their property. Sometimes they'd kill hundreds at a swath. Look up history. They operated. They were bigger than government until folks stood up to them. These are terrorists. Now, Catherine Austin Fitz joins us, and I'm glad that we got her on today for the balance of the hour to talk about the move towards World War III, the open move for ground troops into Libya, talk of invasions into Syria, aircraft carriers steaming into the area, all of this coming down as they openly announce a private global corporate government we will pay our carbon taxes to. And she's a former secretary of Assistant Secretary of Housing for Federal House Commissioner under Bush 1, managing director and member of Wall Street firm Dillon Reed & Co., and she has led the portfolios and investment strategy for $300 billion of financial assets and liabilities, Solari.com, and she blew the whistle on corruption more than a decade ago. And she was also the president of Hamilton Securities Group, investment bank and financial software developer. She exposed the whole promise situation with that software. But, Catherine, am I wrong in saying we can see the acceleration? Clearly they're pulling the trigger on global conflict as a smokescreen for destabilization to further consolidate wealth worldwide?
Well, the great, you know, this has been going on for some time. We're moving into the Middle East and asserting much greater control. And part of that, Alex, is more war. And part of it is with the economy, to the extent it is, you know, I hate to say this, but we're in a war machine, and the war machine needs another war. So whether it's conquest of more markets to keep the system subsidized or more war to keep the war machinery
going. Hey, Catherine, are you on a cell phone?
Yes.
Because I'm having trouble picking up. Are you near a landline?
I'm not.
Okay, well, just are you on a hands-free?
Yes.
Can you unplug the hands-free?
I'm not using a headset.
Okay, well, just try to get the receiver closer to your mouth because I want to be able to hear the important things you're saying. Go ahead, start over.
So, Alex, the whole planet is run with an investment model. I call it the central banking warfare model, and the central banks print money, and then the military makes people make it. And right now, it's in a downward spiral. It's not efficient. So as we centralize, we choke off real market activity. You're right. Real markets work, and we're not using them. And the more centralized it becomes, the you know, sort of the weaker it becomes, the more fragile it becomes, and then the more market you need. And so moving in a much bigger way, it doesn't surprise me the Bilderbergers are talking about much more war in the Middle East. They need much more war in the Middle East, especially if you're going to keep driving up the oil price. So if you're not, if you're going to have a controlled and very high oil price, then you've got to assert control of the Middle East or you can't get there. So, you know, we've seen an effort globally to maintain a very high oil price, and they need much more control in the Middle East if they're going to make that happen, and they need it if they're going to keep the war economy going. So as long as we're in this model, we're going to see more and more warfare, both economic warfare and physical warfare. It's sort of an economic imperative. Now, it's very unpleasant, but the reality is, can we change the model? And you're right. Part of changing the model is decentralizing. And right now, there's been a tremendous effort to centralize, and it's choking off entrepreneurial activity and capital to entrepreneurial activity everywhere. And you know, one of the challenges, though, Alex, is if you look at every American's household budget, and if you look at their assets and their savings and their investments, we're all financing it. So, you know, most people, for example, hold tremendous amounts of money in treasury securities and other
things. And you talk about ways to divest, to get out of their system on your Solari website. That's excellent. But why every time a global implosion starts and they're greedily consolidating wealth, but it's also endangering their system at the same time, why do these elites always try to launch new wars?
Because war is good for business. In other words, War, how did we get out of the Depression? We had World War II. So, unfortunately, we now have several generations of people, both leaders and societies, that know how to make money from war, but they don't know how to make money from peace. I mean, war is a good business, and it's a way to generate business fast and to pick up natural resources cheap and to get more, you know, I hate to say it, you know, for many, many centuries, war has worked. And that's what this system knows how to do. And the question is, can we get to another system? Part of what you're watching, and we're seeing this with the, you know, the possibility of a Greek default yet again hanging over the market, is we have an entire generation of baby boomers in the first world who generated lots of capital, but now they're aging and they're ready to retire. And it's very economically attractive to aggregate those contracts and shift the capital out to the emerging markets or out into space, which is what they're doing. And they've shifted that money out, and now the boomers are ready to retire, and that the politics of that have to be faced. And it's a very ugly politics, and it's a very scary politics.
Yeah, the baby boomers' money...
have another war.
Exactly. The baby boomers' money has been stolen. And so now we've got to go into a pure authoritarian system so they don't get too uppity during that process. But I don't see things going well for the globalists, for the social engineers. And that's my big concern, Catherine, is that they're full of hubris, chutzpah, whatever you want to call it. And they have the nukes, they have the military, but and they're committed to holding on to power and expanding it. But you can see the collision course where it takes us. To rack and ruin.
I agree. I think they are having real trouble. And they're having real trouble, Alex, because the, you know, implementing the various plans to let the baby boomers down nice or hard are not working. You know, trying to get an austerity program implemented in Greece, you know, they're facing unbelievable pushback. And so you have not only the sort of competition between the pro-centralization and the pushback from everybody else. But the other thing you've got real disagreements between the various leadership. So the European leadership squabbling with the American leadership. And the squabbles are very, very hard to manage. And I think, you know, for people to be part of something, they need to have a real mission and vision that they share. It has to be about more than power. It has to be about more than money. It has to be part of something, you know, you all really want to be a part of and believe in. And they lack a vision which is really attractive and inspiring. You know, it lacks light. And so I think the chances of, you know, of things falling apart because they can't hold it together are reasonably good. And, of course, that's always the risk that happens. Now, you know, I hate to tell you, if you really want to see a decentralized society, then we need the centralized society to fail. So, you know, you can't get to a success without having a failure that which you don't want to.
And we've got to get in prepared for the failure. It's not that we even want it to fail, or correct me if that's not your view. It's that their system is designed to consolidate and turn us into vassals while they kill us with the GMO food and the rest of it. And so their economic looting is a process of putting us into a servile position for our population to be reduced. It's like in James Bond movie, do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. People need to really get through.
Right, but remember, Alex, let me speak in your defense because I've been part of, you know, at a lower level, the leadership. And what I will say is they're grappling with a message from the American people that says, look, we just want more stuff. We want more money. We want more stuff. And we're not willing to be held accountable and live within a financially accountable model. So they've never seen a real political support in this country for anything that's accountable, whether it's at the local or global level.
But from the deep literature of the upper crust of the ruling class, they are obsessed with a planetary dictatorship to forcibly reduce population. They do just call us a disease, and it's social Darwinism, so whatever horrible things they do to us is loving for the planet at the end of the day, because after all, you know, it's kind of like you dehumanize the Native Americans before you kill them, or you dehumanize the Arabs before you kill them, or you dehumanize the Jews before you kill them in Nazi Germany. We see the same mindset being basically pushed.
Right. We see an anti-humanist mindset, but we don't just see it at the top, Alex. At this point, it runs throughout different parts of the culture.
No, that happens in any big rodent population. If they've done studies, the rodents at a higher population start eating each other, killing each other. The rats start having wars, and you look at the general public. Most of them hate each other. They're nasty. They're entitled. They're petulant. They're not excited. They're not seeing the beauty of the world. I agree with you. It's very, very scary. So it's not just the social engineers making culture ugly. The general public, some of them say, good, let us have war. Let us have destruction because they're so unhappy. That's because they are decadent and haven't tasted real degradation. They will beg and plead later.
Right. So here's the reality. If you know, there are a lot of honest people in leadership positions, and what they've been taught is trying to do the right thing for the whole will only get you punished. And it's not just punished from the top, it's punished from the bottom. So that's part of the conundrum of how we get here to there. Now, what can people do? And I think the first thing is to think law of attraction. What you want to do is you want to separate yourself out as much as possible. You want to put as many degrees of separation between you and the people who are centralizing things and also you and the people who are not productive. I mean, you want to limit your network. You want to limit your work and business life to people who are positive and who get real things done. And a lot of this is going to come because millions and millions of people, you know, I once had a friend who ran for governor in the state of Tennessee, and he said, you know, you think the snowflake is powerless until you realize if enough get together, they can shut down New York City. And the reality is the system we're watching can't succeed. And so the rest of us have got to withdraw and start, you know, and this comes down to thousands of incremental things to build a more self-sufficient, decentralized economy locally and in your networks. Everybody's different, so how it plays, you know, plays very much on where you are and what you're into. But you want to put as many degrees of separation between you and people who can be trusted as possible. It's just good old-fashioned common sense, and part of what we're seeing in the economy is people just withdrawing because they've had it. They realize something. You know, this is terribly unhealthy and terribly perverted. So they, you know, that's the natural recession that happens when people say, you know, I don't want to invest in this. This is kooky.
Well, it's all coming to a head, and with all our military intel sources say they are getting ready for the big ground invasion of Libya. and Syria and the whole nine yards, which is what the Bilderberg Group reports coming out last week confirmed. We've got a new full data dump from the Bilderberg sources. Insider leaks reveal full Bilderberg agenda on war and alternative media. And they are going to try to bring in a total authoritarian planetary system. And all of humanity needs to understand that these top globalists are not going to give us any quarter.
Okay, so let me make a prediction, because the Bilderberg meeting is important. But for people based in North America, the most important meeting is coming up in the third week of July, and that's Bohemian Grove. And I know you know it's coming up, Alex. You've done more than anybody to bring transparency. People will come to, you know, leaders will come together at the Grove. A lot of decisions will be made, including my guesses on the debt ceiling and sort of the budget deals for next year, but also currently.
And so you're saying we'll see a lot of decisions at the end of July when they break up. By the way, the Washington Post had a big article today about it.
I saw that. Yeah, it mentioned you.
Well, it showed the our whole video on YouTube, The Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, and it was a pretty fair piece. I mean, what does that say about the system that more and more they are?
Well, these guys want a QE3, and the way they're going to get it is to let things really slow down throughout the summer.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? All right, Kevin Ross and Fitz, a financial expert, is our guest. And her phone lines went down before the show today. That's why she's on cell. But it's been pretty much intelligible, so we appreciate her. Got a few final news items I'm going to hit. But, Catherine, finishing up, you're right. The ruling class that goes to Bilderberg, most of them also go to Bohemian Grove. And in that 15-day meeting with all the male prostitutes and the drugs and the alcohol, a lot of the decisions do get made. So you're predicting that we'll see what's going to happen with the debt ceiling and so much more after the mainly Republican leadership gets together for a little gay sex? Is that what you're saying, Catherine?
Yeah, like my read is that they want another QE3. They want to pump the economy hard, and they're going to do that, but they want political support for it. So they're going to let us really choke during the summer. The Grove will approve a QE3, and then we'll come out, and it'll be quite a fractious fall, but one in which inflation will kick up even more. So I think they're working towards getting a QE3 and a deal on the budget that really sticks with the Main Street, and I think they'll get it. So it's going to make – watch what they do with the Grove and watch what Congress does before it leaves or right after the Grove gives them the signal.
Absolutely. Well, again, the website for folks to visit is solari.com, S-O-L-A-R-I.com. Catherine, thank you for popping in with us to give us the latest on what's happening economically.
Have a great day, Alex.
You too. There goes Catherine Austin Fitz, ladies and gentlemen, joining us today. I didn't really get into this, but this is big news. We'll be sure and cover this more tomorrow. ISA leaks ATF emails because they lied before Congress and said they didn't know anything about shipping the guns to Mexico so they could track them back and blame the Second Amendment. But the government, through subpoenas, has the emails and witnesses, and that the ATF had cameras in the shops running the whole thing. That's out of the Hill newspaper. Huge news. Obviously, Wiener has now resigned, and we've got this article is so important and needs to get out to everybody because we got a little bit of the data last week, and that was linked on Drudge for 2 days. This is the full agenda now from multiple sources plus Tucker's internal mole. Insider leaks reveal full Bilderberg agenda on war, alternative media, and more. This article's on Infowars.com and PresentPlanet.com, also GCNLive.com. Needs to get out to everybody. Also, First Lady wants Hollywood to excrete even more pro-military propaganda. It's just propaganda, whether you're for the military or whatever it's doing or not. It's just you're being brainwashed. That's at GCNLive.com. Also, U.S. invasion of Libya set for October. That's the big news from our internal sources. This article needs to get out to everybody. And the video that we shot last night that breaks it down, 3-minute video, so important for everyone to see that information. Canada's parliament endorses military escalation and invasion, so all of that is now getting in line. Just so much news and information. Good news, Rick Perry's been forced to put the anti-TSA groping bill on the special session, so great job to everybody out there on that front. Great job to our crew, Max Kaiser, all of our affiliates, all of our guests. Everything that we've been covering, the news breaking and the investigations at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are nothing less than remarkable. And we are being censored more and more with the new Google algorithms. We are being blocked more and more. We are blocked on most military bases, college campuses. There's a reason they don't want you to see Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's a reason they don't want you to get the DVD Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, or Obama Deception, or Fall of the Republic, or any of the films available at Infowars.com. Because those films, when you make copies of them and air them on Access TV and get them out to people, are waking folks up because they've got the truth. The light of truth is contagious. It sets bushfires in the minds of humans everywhere, and no army can stop an idea whose time has come. Now, I got a bunch of guest hosts tomorrow while I get some key work done. You'll want to join that special transmission with Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, and others. I'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.